the local information you need to start your day. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
10 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning after news broke this week that Facebook has perhaps shared more of not only your information but your friends' information with a lot more companies than we had thought. A lot of people said, well, that's it. I'm done with Facebook. I'm going to at least consider deleting it from my phone and stop using it. But what would it really take to seriously give up Facebook for a year? Sherry Preston from ABC News is looking at a study that explores just that question. Morning, Sherry.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
This is interesting to me. The average Facebook user would need, what, about $1,000 to step away?
Actually, it's slightly more than that.
Okay.
These were researchers from Kenyon University, Kenyon College, and what they did is they took a bid, okay? They had like an auction and said, what would it take to deactivate Facebook for a day? The average bid was just over $4, okay?
Okay.
So it said $4 for a day. Then they said they did other auctions, and they said it was an average of about $37 to go without Facebook for a week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they would take $37 if I should turn off Facebook for a week. So what they did is, they then calculated that out to be approximately between $1,500 and $1,900 for Kenyon college students to deactivate Facebook for a year. When they expanded the study and did more college students, including ones from Michigan State, they wanted an average of about $2,000 to unplug from Facebook for an entire year. They also asked adults, and the adults said it would only take them $1,100 and they'd be off Facebook.
Wow.
It's interesting, too, because you hear all these things about, Facebook's an old app, it's for older people and
right.
stuff like that, but the college students would want more money to get off Facebook than the older
yeah.
adults. And a lot of this is coming to light when we're hearing more and more about Facebook and what it's been sharing with other big tech companies, maybe without our knowledge. And it all comes, to a head when you realize that what is the biggest commodity in this digital age? And it's not money. It's not time. It's really your personal data. It's the most prized commodity. It's what these companies want. They want information about you. And every time you log on to one of these platforms, you're giving it to them.
And a lot of us don't care. A lot of us say, I realize that they're doing that, but as long as it doesn't, directly harm me, I enjoy Facebook, and so I just don't care. But at some point, isn't Facebook going to look at studies like this and say, we may be in trouble here?
Well, it depends, because at this point, Facebook has not really been held to task for a lot of these things that have happened involving Facebook and involving security. I mean, there have been hearings on Capitol Hill, but nothing has passed. There have been, discussions about privacy, but nothing has really been done. No regulations, no rules, no fines. In Europe, they're really cutting down and cracking down on privacy and what they can and cannot share. But here in the U.S., it's not been a problem. Facebook came out this week with sort of a rebuttal to the New York Times story. The New York Times story talking about all the data that Facebook had been sharing with companies like Amazon and Apple and Netflix and Spotify, and in some cases letting them read your private messages. Facebook explaining that here's why we did that. When it came to Spotify, we wanted people to be able to share their playlists. So yes, we had access to their messages. The key is how much people want to know this. If you knew this, and it is in there somewhere deep inside all of those pages and pages of information they give you, it's in there, and they say it's in there, but whether or not you're going to see it, how much do you care that somebody from Spotify could look at your private
yeah.
Facebook messages?
Exactly. I enjoy a good hot dog. I don't want to see how it's made, though.
That's exactly right.
All right.
That's a good point.
Interesting stuff. Sherry, hey, we appreciate the information. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.